Hello again, you're listening to the News at One. You can listen back or download a podcast of the programme at rte.ie/News at One, all one word, News at One, or wherever you get your podcasts. Now, we've all been asked to work from home where at all possible because of the pandemic. So is there less traffic on the roads? The latest data from Transport Infrastructure Ireland shows that traffic has dropped nationally by 15% since level 3 restrictions were introduced nationwide, and by 30% since this time last year. We've been speaking this lunchtime to Sean O'Neill, Communications Director with Transport Infrastructure Ireland.
Overall, the traffic levels are down now 30% year on year. But pre-level 3, there was an additional 15% of traffic. So we've actually reduced traffic levels by another 15% in the last few weeks. So the level 3 restrictions are having an impact. I do think it's important that everyone realize, you know, traffic like HGV traffic, for example, is basically at normal levels. So it's year on year, it's comparable with the same as 2019 to this year, 2020. And that's important for commercial and economic activity for people to realize it's still ongoing, which is a positive. But in general, traffic levels are down to about 70% of where they would have been last year.
And again, from the analysis of these figures, and you measure volumes at various places around the country, and we can talk about that in a moment, but overall, across the country, you are seeing some impact, if you like, some effect of the level 3 restriction of a little over a week ago.
Yes, we are. And it's obviously that's what level 3 should be doing. People's behavior is changing. More people are working from home when they can. Obviously, there is restrictions on movement within counties. So some of the data that we pick up, because we have 350 data sets around the country, they can give a bit of a false understanding of what's going on. People may be taking shorter journeys within their county, so the traffic levels may remain around the same number, but they're not going outside of their county. So it's really a comparator of apples to apples, and then you have your different types of apples. So it really is sort of an adjustment on how you look at it.
Is there a different response? Are you measuring different levels of traffic in different parts of the country and different degrees of change?
Yes, we are. It's a very good question. And what we're looking at is the radial routes of major cities like Dublin, Cork, Waterford, Galway, Limerick. And we give people a daily snapshot of that for the morning commute between 7 a.m. and 10 a.m. And you can just go to the TII website, or you can go on tiitraffic.ie, and you can take a look at that, and you'll be able to see where the major hubs are and what their traffic patterns are, and also the border region. We do have traffic counters at the border region, and there has been a significant reduction there in the last few weeks, upwards of 12%. So people are changing their behaviours.
Yeah, but the reductions in other parts are lower. I mean, for example, the Dublin Airport to Sword section of the M1, it's a fairly small reduction in traffic there as a result of this level 3 restriction, just down 2%, and single figures in quite a few other locations as well.
That's correct. And I think the Dublin numbers in regards to like the airport, obviously that reduction is in line with, there was a low level there anyways with air travel being reduced significantly. So it really is kind of highlighting that point of change. And then the other snapshots do give you an idea that things have changed in the last few weeks compared to previous level 3 points.
Yeah, we know that Tony Holohan has talked about this creep back to work, people returning to the workplace, and he's appealed for people to work from home unless it's absolutely essential that they go into their office or other workplace. What are you seeing in terms of traffic volumes as the response to that at this stage?
Well, again, I think when you take a look back and you take the bigger picture nationally, we're down overall 30% nationally compared to this time last year. So that means people are starting to reassess how they can go back to some of the habits they had maybe earlier in the year, back in March, April, May. And they're starting to look at how much when working from home, they can do from home. But again, there is always going to be your essential workforce. And that is a significant number of the population, no matter how you look at it. And they are changing their patterns of travel because public transport levels are down significantly. So that would indicate that people are hopping into their cars so that they can get to work or get to their essential location. There is essential travel going on, and that's always going to have a certain base number, no matter how you look at it.
And that's Sean O'Neill of Transport Infrastructure Ireland on those latest traffic volumes.